You're sure this is a good idea?
I already told you, Em. I just want to visit. It's not like anyone's going to be around on a Saturday.
Right. Because trespassing only counts when there's a crowd.
We're alumni. Don't you remember how all those recent graduates would come during their fall vacations? All those college freshmen stopping in to visit their favorite teachers, to soak in the pubescent fog that fills the hallways?
First of all, gross. Second of all, we never did that. And I know it's been a while, but I can pretty clearly remember you talking about how annoying those college kids were.
Too late. We're here. Really hasn't changed much, has it?
Jay.
I'm not gonna steal anything or break anything. I honestly just want to check one thing. I won't defile the good name of Kennedy High School that you suddenly seem to care about.
Fine.
Thank you. Wait, it's the back doors are the ones that are always open, right? Aha!
Good work, Detective.
Thank you, Detective.
Oh, I really hate this place.
Yeah, me too.
Then why, for the love of all that is good and right, are we here?
I just want to see if one thing is still here. Back in the art wing. Here.
I'm sorry, I believe you mentioned you weren't going to break anything. What are you doing with the baseboard?
It's already broken. See?
Yes. Judging by the screws you just pulled out of the wall, it definitely looks like it was already broken. Jay, we need to leave. What's that?
It's for you.
A piece of paper.
I mean, well, you need to unfold it.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Read it.
No.
Fine. Give it back. In case of emergency, this is a reminder that I love you, that I'll always love you, and that I'm sorry for whatever I did. Love, Jay. October 27th, 2006. I really am.
Jay, I really can't believe you.
That I'm sorry?
No. I can't believe that you think a tiny note from high school is good enough.
Well, it's not really about the note. The note is... It was just a way to, I don't know, I thought it would be nice. I don't know, it's just a way to start a conversation.
Okay. Okay, then let's have the conversation. You just disappeared, like we were nothing, like all your friends were disposable.
That's not fair. I had to leave.
You didn't. We tried to help you, Jay. As soon as we found out what happened, we were there. We were with you. I barely left your side for weeks. And meanwhile, you...
What? What?
You pushed us away.
I needed space.
Well, you certainly got space. And what did it do for you? Tell me.
Fine. Let's just go.
Jay, no. You don't get to run away again. I'm done. You know, it would have been one thing if you'd taken a few weeks, even a few months to pull yourself together. It would have been... Fine, if you took any of the professional help offered to you. It would have been great if you'd offered us a shred of acknowledgement. Instead, you ignored us, ignored help, ignored all reason, and disappeared for 10 years, only to return and what? You expected everything to be like how it was? We were kids, Jay. We're not kids anymore. I am forever sorry about what happened to you. What happened to your family. But when the world was collapsing, you had so many pairs of hands ready to help you. Instead, you covered your eyes. You let it crush you. You let it crush everyone in your corner. You can't hide behind that lie anymore. You're not well.
I'm not lying.
Then where are your parents?
They moved to Minnesota.
To have their ashes spread in Lake Superior.